Star Market Celtics tonight continues. It is game five between the Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets, but you probably knew that by now. You also know that our conversation with the head coach, brought to you by the Star Market, just for you. Digital app, earn a reward, save on your groceries, gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Please, we implore you. I was blown away by the crowd on Sunday and how they reacted in almost, for lack of a better term, collegiate way as the game was going on. It was enthusiasm when there wasn't necessarily reason for it in an NBA game. You got things to deal with, I would imagine, during an NBA game. Your things you're managing, and we talked about what you notice and what you don't. But did their presence trickle down to you during that game?
I just got done with my media session where we talked about the unfortunate incident of one person in the crowd deciding to throw something at Kyrie. It was obviously is a terrible thing. But, you know, I think the 99% of people that were there that – you know, we're there to cheer their team on, brought good energy, had passion. We're excited to be back in a building together. And that was like, it was a little emotional at the start of the game to think back to what the past few months have been like and what the season started like. And then to have that many people in the game, in the crowd.
I didn't put it on my list, the thing you just referenced, because I'm tired of it. And I guess when you bring it up, it makes me wonder, I'll ask you the same thing I ask everybody else. Do we spend too much time talking about the acts of one person out of a group of 17,000 or 20,000 or 50,000?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question. It's been more than one person across the league, though, this week.
Sure.
And I think that that's something that has to continue to be addressed appropriately.
One of the legitimate storylines of this NBA season was the question, what would ever happen if all three of those guys for the Nets put it together on the same night? And I guess we sort of found out what would happen.
Yeah, and again, I go back to they are surrounded by really perfect pieces, you know, whether it's Blake or Brown, you know, running the five when they're small, or it's Harris or Shamet that are like knocked dead, you know, shooters. But those guys know how to play, make plays for each other. Harden did a masterful job the other night distributing the ball and getting everybody involved. Kyrie was really good the other night, and KD was KD. So when you see them all at the top of their game, you know, that's quite a challenge. What you have to do as a team is you have to break their rhythm. You can't allow for mistakes on your part to lead to easy looks, because the easy looks are where they get even more confidence. And when those guys get confident and see that ball go through the net easily, it becomes a tough night.
What makes someone overhelp in a situation like that when everything's breaking down, there's three amazing players out there? How do you tell yourself not to do it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy, right? It's not easy to defend these guys. And so what you want to do, what we want to do, is make them take contested jump shots off the dribble. At the end of the day, that's what we want to do. And when they made a couple the other day, we overreacted, scrambled all over the place, and now we're given layups and wide open threes. And so we need to stay with, how do we find a way to take contested jump shots off the dribble? If we can keep them away from the rim, if we can keep them off the foul line, then we need to go down. If they hit one, we need to go down and score and do it again. But just contested jump shots off the dribble.
You got what I thought was a very natural question after the game the other night, which is, what is the benefit for Aaron, for Peyton, for young guys playing in games like this? And you've been asked it before. I've thought about it, but it made me think the following, now that we have more distance from it. Did Marcus benefit in 2015 and 2016? Did Jalen benefit in 2017? Did the players you have that are slightly older now benefit when they were young players playing in series against elite players?
Every playoff game you play in, every moment of a series that you participate in, is something that you need to learn from, and that it's important that you take advantage of that. You know, I can point to a number of times throughout the years where, you know, you meet with Jalen, talk, remember this from the Washington series, your rookie year, or remember this from the Milwaukee series, your second year, or Jason, you know, remember this from the Philly series, your rookie, you know, like, we have those moments, and that's what over time develops like an institutional or corporate knowledge. And we got a lot of guys doing this for the first time. And so, the first time, certainly in front of packed houses. So this is part of the growth of that. But we learned a lot in the last few games, and we need to apply it tonight to make sure that we play our best. You know, and that's what I was talking about the other day when I said, we got to grow up quick.
This may seem like an odd question given the circumstances, or an odd statement given the circumstances of the series, but in this crazy year that it's been, does it almost feel like the last couple of weeks have been more like what you thought this was going to be with this group?
How we, you know, the
practice,
the
how you, areas, all of it.
Yeah. So we got a chance to practice. We've played with more physicality. We've played, other than the other night, for the most part, better defensively. We've figured out a little bit of the strengths of those around us. But, you know, we've got some guys missing. And so you're kind of doing that on the fly again, right? And so one of the things that we've talked about the last 2 days, again, is take what we've learned, apply with the same physicality, force, and effort as we started the game with the other night, and then don't overreact to the special offensive play. And if we can do those things, then, you know, our focus is on winning this game one possession at a time.
Find out. Game 5 is next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.